Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we're going to talk about filling your cup with Ojibwe stuff. Yeah, you know, here we are in this day and age, and when you do fill your cup, it's kind of like you know, when we, well, there's the well-to-do and then there's not so well-to-do. They call them poverty. I hate that word, you know, because it separates us from something else. And actually, there's some with little and there's some with more. But in the end, you know, we're all going to the same place. We can't take any of this stuff. And when it comes time to fill your cup, by that, I mean, you know, things inside of yourself that you can go ahead and give. Yeah, you can, you know, fill your pocketbook and give material things, but when you give of yourself, that's what I'm talking about, by filling your cup so you can go ahead and give of yourself. When you give of yourself, you know, you there's things that you can do, like build fire and how to make fire, and you know, teaching that little skill in itself, because we lost a lot of skills from turning on that light switch, you know. In order to be warm, in order to cook, in order to cure your water, you know, a lot of things that you need are fire. Because then you can heat up the stones, you know, and put the stone inside the water, and that'll kill all the bacteria and everything. That'll make it boil instantly, you know, once it's red hot. Put a couple rocks in there at a time, take the rocks out, and yeah, the water's purified. And of course, you know, you strain it so that you get all of the impurities out of there. Good drinking water. Anyway, let it cool down. But yeah, safety among everything. Always remember safety. Safety first. But you, to give of yourself, you know, of your cup that's filled, that's a really rewarding thing. Just the small things, you know, even, you know, like maybe going on out and collecting some berries. The things that you do, you know, for Ojibwe, you know, we'll go down and we'll put out tobacco and talk to the berries and talk to the, you know, the beings that need to be talked to, spiritually and physically. And, you know, when you do that, you know, you're honoring that, you know, what the Creator has given you, or given to us, and what Mother Nature has provided us, the mother of all mothers. And then just to go and to show that out of your cup, you know, to the little ones coming up behind you, or the younger ones even, you know, even some of the older ones, you know, they'll be glad that they'll be watching you, what you do. And they'd be happy too that you've learned that, and that you got that cup and you're giving that on over. You know, if you didn't have any of the material things, none of it, what would you be? What would you do? You know, how would you fill those things, you know, inside of yourself without needing those material things? How would you do it? And those are some of the things I'm talking about. Well, you know, and it's not that you can't use the material things, you know. Of course you can. And you can, if you go after them and if you obtain them, yes, that is something that you would use, like even supermarket hunting, you know, or when you go on out to the, and get yourself a new pair of shoes or clothes. Of course you need those things. And you can fill your cup up that way too, and to show your little ones that are coming up behind you that, and even to yourself, you know, the gratification that you'll get for when you get those things by your own labors. And yeah, sometimes those labors are intensified, and so, hey, you know, by that I mean overtime and those types of things, and you know, you get yourself a little extra, do something extra for yourself, take yourself somewhere. And you know, the woods is a very, very good place to go and fill your cup. And if you can take somebody with you that, you know, really knows the woods a lot, you know, can identify plants and that you can eat, and the woods that you can use, you know, to even make a shelter, even a makeshift shelter, you know, to keep yourself warm in case, you know, you're lost in the woods and can't find your bearings. The biggest thing that you need first is a shelter, because then it'll make you feel safer. Once you feel safer, you can always calm down and calm yourself and think. But that's what you need, a shelter. It's just like when you are first made, your first home is your mother, and you're surrounded by that, and you feel safe inside of her. That is the same effect that you get when you're out in the woods and you make sure that you got a shelter. You feel safer. So, and it makes sense. And that's what you need to fill your cup, is those types of things, you know, how to make yourself feel safe and how to make yourself feel comfortable, and to know those things, you know, it's a really good feeling. If my children get out there and those things happen, my children know enough. And they know enough that they can eat some plants, and they are identified, and they're abundant. Those are the ones that I show them the most, you know, the ones that are abundant, because, you know, if they need to eat, they're everywhere. And shelter, yes. Makeshift ones, yes. Easy, yes. And of course, you know, you need water. They know how to build fire, and once they know how to build fire, then they can go ahead and cure their own water and make it drinkable for themselves, and how to make makeshift utensils in order to do these things. Anyway, thanks for listening. We're at the end of another show, and we will again see you next week. So thanks for listening. Miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.